Testing, testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. The date is May 24th, 1978, and we're talking with Mrs. Vi Townley, who's the daughter-in-law of Colonel Townley, who built Deer Home on the shore of Deer Lake in 1913. You were telling us earlier about what the house was like inside. Could you tell us what it was like starting from the front door and walking through?
You went into a little hall, nice hall, where you could hang your coats and things like that, and there's a wash basin and a little room where we'd wash your hands and towels and things there. And then from there you went into another open space where the stairs came down from upstairs. And then on your left was a big, lovely big living room, and it was all done in rose and gray, and a lovely fireplace. And then a big veranda outside, two doors, French doors that you went outside on two sides of the room, on the same two sides of the room, one end, one side the other, and they went out onto this patio where they used to have tea in the afternoon, and all the kids would come out and they'd have fun. And then you'd come back into this hall, and the lovely mahogany staircase came down, and it also had a rose carpeting on the stairs. And from there you went into a lovely dining room, the teakwood furniture, great big, huge, took one side of the wall, the sideboard did, all engraved, and a lovely long table with about two leaves that went into it, and the same kind of chairs, very high-backed chairs with red seats, and a red carpet on the floor. And then you went off that into a pantry then, where they could wash dishes if they wanted to, you know, odds and ends, and all the cupboards up the wall for the dishes and cups and saucers there, the very best stuff. And then you went into the kitchen, and there was more shelves and places for your china, and a lovely kitchen with a nice big fire stove in it and all the electricity you wanted, and a long sink with a border each side where you could cook on, put your things on and make your pastry and that sort of stuff. And then you went out there, out of a door there, onto another little patio that faced the lake. That's where we used to make our chutney, sit out there and cut up the tomatoes. Then you go downstairs, and there was a nice room downstairs for the maid or Chinaman, whoever you had. And Mrs. Townley had a Chinaman to start with, by the name of Singh, which she trained as a young boy. And he liked the Townley's haircut so much, he cut off his pigtail. So anyway, then you went down there, and there was a beautiful big room, all done in red, dark red, and a big fireplace, and a lovely big billiard table. And then you went off that, and and then there was this maid, you go around that passage, and then you go back into the maid's room where they had the place there. And then going up the stairway was a lovely mahogany stairway, and going up the stairway to your right, there was a lovely big den. And then on the next to the den was Mr. and Mrs. Townley's bedroom with a lovely fireplace in it, and a bathroom off that. Then you came out into a hall, and there was another bathroom and another bedroom, and a patio off that room. And next door to that was another bedroom. Then you went up some more stairs, and there were four bedrooms upstairs. and two bathrooms.
On the very top floor, there was
yeah,
a particularly...
On the very top floor.
It was quite a large room.
Yes.
With fan-shaped windows.
Yes.
Was that a bedroom?
Yes. Well, I don't know which side was that. There was one that they had a den up there, too. So maybe instead of the four bedrooms up there, one was a den. And they had three bedrooms. Oh, I don't know.
As you came up to the house on the outside, was there a large portico at that time?
Yes, there was.
That was part of the original house?
Yes, that is right. Mm-hmm. It's a very pretty two entrance to it.
Well, what about the grounds as you came down the driveway?
Well, they had trees and evergreens all in the grounds, and mostly grass. And they had a few flower beds, and then on the other side, facing the lake, they had grass, and I don't think they had any flower beds there.